Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Right. I went to a meeting just recently, and I met a woman. I'm going to have her come and talk to the church. Her great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was the one who got In God We Trust put on the money. She's got books on it and everything. And I'm watching this woman, and I can't remember who the president was at the time she spoke about it. I wanted to come and give her testimony. And how they said something about the money and we need you to do something with the money. And he came up with In God We Trust. And went on all the currency. Amen. Amen. And so we need to trust in God. We need to trust. Listen, I know people that had double shots, the vaccination. They got two shots. And I know others that just got the one shot. I don't know. There's different vaccinations apparently. But I know five of them that got it done, completed, and they're in the hospital with COVID. Like he said, you can't trust in the money. You better trust in God. You can't trust in the vaccine. You better trust in God. You can't trust in the medication. You better trust in God. I'm telling you, what can be shaken is being shaken right now. I'm telling you, it's being shaken now. Everything that can be shook up is getting shook up. And this is where you and I need to stand to our feet. And we need to stand strong and say, no, we have had enough. We push that devil back in Jesus' name. As for me and my house, he's not coming in. We are the authority in the earth, not the devil. He can't lord it over us unless we let him. And we have got the authority to put him straight in his place. Jesus said, he said, you'll cast out devils. Amen. And so we come against spirits of infirmity, spirits of sickness. This devil has come with all his strands of all this kind of trash. And God did warn us. He said, in the end time, there's going to be pestilences. There's going to be this stuff going on. He's not caught. God never got taken by surprise. Whoa, look what happened. Really? Half the angels are signing off because they got COVID? I mean, that's how some people think. They actually believe. They think the devil's bigger than God. They think he can put COVID on you and God can't stop you. Can't stop it. The devil is a deadbeat. And all he can do is deceive. Lies and deception. That's his biggest hurrah. Lies and deception. And he'll tell you, whoa, you hung around with so-and-so and they had COVID. You better go and check yourself quickly. And the nerves come in. And then Job 3:25, the thing that you fear the most will come upon your life. So he gets you into a spirit of fear, and then he starts sending that stuff, and you start Googling all the side effects. Yeah. Now you're Googling what sickness, what are the effects? I'm feeling, you know, ooh, ah, ooh. And now, where's your faith in God? So, you know, I lost my wedding ring. I want to show you how God works. I lost my wedding ring. And I was distraught. I really was. I couldn't find it for over a week. I was really distraught. I searched where I thought it should be and a whole lot of things like that. Couldn't find it. So other day I was coming home and I decided to pull in the gas station and I had prayed. And I stood on that word. When you pray, believe, you receive it and you've got it. So I just believed I got it. But let me tell you, fear kept coming. You know, when you pray for the healing, fear will keep coming. When you're praying for your children, fear is going to come. But it says you've got to take those thoughts captive. You've got to get them captive. It's like a guy doesn't want to be taken to jail. Have you seen him fight? You've got to take that thing captive, and then it comes back. You've got to get him down again. And so it's trying to come on me like your wedding ring. You've had it 21 years and the whole deal. And I just keep pushing it aside. No, I've prayed. I know it's coming up. I knew I had it. It's done. And so I get to the gas station, and as I get out my car, there's a beautiful, brand new looking penny shining. And I said, oh, look. And I bent down, I was alone. I said, look, a lucky penny. Now, I used to say that in South Africa. It was a lucky penny if you found one. And I normally would not pick it up. Really, I wouldn't, not at a gas station. But I said, oh, look, a lucky penny. And I lean in my car to put it in the console in the middle. And as I'm leaning, I put my hand on the seat. And I throw the money into the console. But as I put my hand on the seat, the ring comes flying out the seat. Now to you, that might seem coincident. That's a miracle. That was a miracle. The penny there, me picking it up, saying a lucky penny, and then leaning on the seat. And here it pops out. We've got to start expecting miraculous things to happen in our lives. I mean, God is a living God. You know, he's a living, vibrant, loving, caring, forgiving God. And he cares about each and every one of us. Every one of us. He would have done the same thing for any one of you in this room with that issue. We just got to believe. We just got to trust him. He's not going to leave us alone. If he was going to, we'd still be orphans. Uh-uh. He chose us. Praise God. And so I was going to talk to you. We've got some time left. God's will to heal. And I'm telling you, there are over 100 scriptures. In fact, there's probably 250 scriptures on healing alone. And people don't know it. We know the big three. Isaiah 53, everyone knows, by his stripes I'm healed. And 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes you were healed. You know, in Matthew 8:17, Jesus himself bore my sickness and took my infirmities. We know a couple of the big names. But there are scriptures in the Bible that are talking about healing from the Old Covenant. Old Covenant. Now remember, we said earlier, the will of God is the Word of God. His will and testament, the new will and new testament. It's a person's will. You all write down a will. And when you die, then that will goes into effect. Well, when Jesus died, his will went into effect. Correct? And so his last will and testament, the new covenant. And in the old covenant, you're still going to find out God's will. Because he says in Exodus 15, 26, I am Jehovah Rapha. The first time Moses heard that this God, who was like a judge, that all they knew was, oh, don't step out of line, this judge. He hears God saying, I'm Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord your healer. I am God your healer. You've got to settle that in your life once for all and get that in your Bible, Exodus 15, 26. I am the Lord, your healer. No doctor is my healer. No vaccination is my healer. God is my healer. And if God doesn't heal me, I'm not getting healed. No, you didn't get that. If God does not heal me, I'm not going to get healed. The doctor never healed anybody. They might give you medication to make you sleep, make you comfortable, but God brings the healing. So we've got to get this in our life that God is my healer. Don't rely on the vaccination. Rely on God. Listen, if you take the vaccination, take it, but rely on God with the vaccination. If you're taking medication for sugar diabetes, rely on God that the medication is going to do its job and you're going to get free from this. You've got to put your trust in God. And people putting trust in money, let me tell you what, we're coming into inflation like you ain't seen. You better start making some serious plans about your finances and what you want to do with it. Because when they print $28 trillion and there's nothing to back it up, you know inflation is coming. Look at the gas stations already. Look at the prices of things at the moment, and it's going to skyrocket. And I'm not prophet of doom and gloom because I know God will take care of me anyway. Why? Because I'm a tither and I'm a giver. Amen. Period. And if gas went up to $20 a gallon, I would be able to afford it. This is a mindset we need to get. My trust, my faith has to be in God. In God. Put your hand on your heart and say, all of my faith, all of my trust, I put it in God. Amen. Wow. And so we've got to change our minds or else you cannot change your life. And how do I change my mind? The Bible says in Romans 12, 2, he says, be not transformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We've got to renew our mind to the way God speaks, to the way God tells us to live, to the way God acts. We've got to renew our mind if you want to be victorious. You can't be going around speaking the language of the curse. The language of the curse is opposite to the language of redemption. Redemption is by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. The curse is I'm coming down with flu. So you've got to make the switch and get out from under the control of the devil by getting your mind renewed to what the will of God is and the truth of God's word. Amen. And so we have to renew our minds by the renewing our minds by looking at the word of God. We change our minds. You know, the Bible says in 3 John 2, beloved, I pray and wish above all things that you would prosper even as your soul, and be in health, even as your soul prospers, that you would be in health above all things. He wants you to be in health and prosper, even as your soul prospers. Well, your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. So when my soulish realm gets prosperous with the word of God, now I start seeing the word of God, and I see I'm healed by the stripes on his back. I see he took my infirmities. I see all of that. I start renewing what I see. And when I can see healing, I can operate in healing. And we spoke last week, you were never meant to go where you can't see.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthiness Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her